The information included in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Nothing discussed here is intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, and never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you heard on this podcast.
This is Victoria Porter. I am a licensed clinical social worker, and you're listening to the Healthy Hot Springs podcast. Health is our most important asset, and on this show, I sit down with local health professionals to discuss opportunities and strategies to help you stay healthy, Hot Springs. Today in the studio, I have Barbara Flowers. She is the Executive Director of Area Agency on Aging. I'm very excited to have you in the studio today. I know just from my own experience of working in other areas of Arkansas as well, how important Area Agency on Aging is as a resource for just so many things. I mean, I used it when I worked for mental health, and then whenever I worked for hospice, and then just the community, like referrals to, you know, look, this is a place that you can call them and they can help you. If nothing else, they can direct you in the place to go to get some help. So, but I'll let you talk a little bit more about yourself and what you're doing there at Area Agency on Aging.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Victoria, for having me today. I always look forward to talking about our agency. We do such wonderful things and want to be the resource for anyone needing any information, resources, or help with seniors. But we are the Area Agency on Aging of West Central Arkansas.
Okay.
We were established by an amendment to the Older Americans Act. Actually, almost 50 years ago.
Okay.
So we've been around for a long time.
Yeah.
And we were established to be a community focal point in being the administrator for programs through the Older Americans Act. Our mission is to assist seniors, caregivers, and others in need to live independent, meaningful, and dignified lives. Some of the counties that we do cover, I'd like to just give you a list of those.
Right.
Here in the South, we do Garland, Montgomery, Clark, Pike, and Hot Spring counties.
Now, there will be other Area Agency on Aging's agencies across the state, right?
Yes.
That cover the other counties. So if someone's listening outside of one of these counties, they will have an agency that they can call.
Yes, yes, yes. And we also do five counties in the north, and that's Conway County, Perry County, Pope, Johnson, and Yale County.
Oh, wow, I didn't realize
that. Right. But now for the other parts of the state, they can go to a website. It's agingarkansas.org. That gives you a list and a map of all the Area Agency on Agings in Arkansas. There's eight of us. So it will direct you to their website and their information.
Wonderful.
Yes, yes. One of the most visible things that we established as the Area Agency on Aging are senior centers. And we're so proud of our senior centers. We actually have 13 senior centers throughout our 10 counties. Here in Garland County, we do have the McAuley Center out at Hot Springs Village.
Okay.
Unfortunately, we don't have a center in Hot Springs right now. Our contractor, CHI St. Vincent, I know they are trying to find a location at this time. What we have been doing since the pandemic is we have been serving curbside meals out of our parking lot.
Oh, wow.
At the agency.
That's wonderful.
And we have had like 90 people coming through on Mondays to get their meals.
Now, they could, are those frozen? They do they come like five that are frozen? Like how
they
that...
get a hot meal, okay, and then the rest are frozen, okay, for the week. Yes, yes. And then they get their drinks, the milk, maybe Ensure bread. And we have really grown to love those folks that come,
yes,
through. And we,
yes,
really want them to have a center. You know, if I would encourage anyone out there, if you know of a location, please give me a call, and I will be happy to give that information to CHI St. Vincent.
Oh, that would be wonderful if,
yes,
we could find a place for that, because obviously meals would be served there. What other,
yes,
activities?
Our senior centers are just a wealth of just good things for our seniors. Socialization, they go there, they visit with their peers, they develop relationships, you know, with other people, whereas they might just be sitting at home alone, and we don't
so
want that.
Yes.
There are exercise classes. I know Kathy Packard's been on here. You know, they are very good at providing exercise classes for us. There are different speakers that come with information and resources for seniors. So there's just the beanbag baseball,
yes,
and the volleyball. Oh my gosh, they have, yes, so much fun. They just have the best time.
So in my work, I've actually been in a couple, and I know I was in one where they were having, I believe it was a Christmas party. And there was like a band that was playing, and I mean, I was like, this is, I just want to stay here. It was so fun. Everyone, there were, you know, there were games that were, people were playing, and
right,
people were just sitting around tables and laughing,
right,
and just enjoying each other. And as we know, as we age, I think one of the most detrimental things that happens is we tend to become isolated. And so I'm thinking of transportation. If transportation is an issue, and I know since we don't have a center here in Garland County, but perhaps to the others, is there any way to get to the centers if you're not able to drive?
Some of the centers do have transportation, and they will go out and pick you know, individuals up.
Okay.
I would just suggest that you contact that senior center in that area to get those specific details. But a lot of the centers do provide transportation to the,
okay,
center, and they go out into different areas, especially in our rural areas. They'll go out on certain days and pick people up from a certain area and bring them,
okay,
in. Yeah.
Now, as far as the meals goes, mm-hmm, is there a cost for that?
Each center has a suggested donation.
Okay.
That they, you know, that their participants will usually pay. If it is someone that is not 60, then they will have to pay a private pay price, and
right,
that ranges. It just ranges differently for the centers. But if they're 60 or over, you know, they're entitled to those services, and it's strictly, you know, works on a donation basis.
So if you are in a financial place where you can't afford,
right,
to make a donation, you can still get paid.
Yes, yes, definitely.
But I know in my experience, a lot of people who can afford it go just for the socialization,
right,
and the activities and things. And those people definitely, you know, if you can, do that, because it helps fund for everyone else as well.
Sure,
yes,
sure. We saw, you know, while the centers were having to be closed during the pandemic, we lost a lot of our participants. I mean, and just when they did come back to the center, the staff at the centers just noticed a huge difference,
oh,
in their, just, you know, the way, their outlook and everything. So they really, yeah, needed to get back in the centers, and we were glad when we could get those open.
So they're all, everybody's back in person now, and everything's,
yes,
going good.
Yes.
Wonderful.
And they, yes. Now, another thing through the center is the home delivered meal program.
Well, is that Meals on Wheels?
That is Meals on Wheels.
Okay.
Yes, that's Meals on Wheels. Our case managers from the agency do all the home-delivered meal referrals for our region. So they're out there doing those home-delivered meal referrals every day.
So tell us the qualifications for this, because I was honestly asked this yesterday,
mm-hmm,
about, because it's, it ha- I believe the you have to not be able to prepare your own meals, correct?
Right. They will ask, of course, you have to be 60 or over.
Right.
And then they will ask if you have anyone there that prepares meals for you. You know, really you're supposed to be homebound, a homebound status, that you're not able to get out and drive around and go pick your meals up for yourself. And because there's such a demand. There's such a demand for the home-delivered meals.
Right.
And, you know, with the price of gas and price of food right now, it's really putting a strain on our centers, our senior centers, that expense. And so we have to, you know, try to help everyone that we can, for sure. We want to do that and provide for those that need those services.
And I think the emphasis is on, if you don't need it, let's save that for someone else who truly does. Because I know, I've been out there and I've seen it. There are people who live alone, really struggle to be able to get food in their house, period, and rely on these meals. And we do not want to keep them. You know, if you do have someone in the home that can help you, let's save those for those people that really need it.
Right. And so many of our seniors, you know, they will always say, well, somebody needs it worse than I do.
Yes,
so, you know, they, if they don't really need it, they usually want someone else to have it.
Yeah, you're so right. That's absolutely true.
It is. But I mentioned our case managers, and they're kind of like our gatekeepers. When we get inquiries, when an inquiry call comes into our office, a case manager will speak with that person and then refer that person to the case manager for the area that this person lives in. They will go out and do a full case management assessment. They may just ask for home-delivered meals. But when that case manager goes out, they're going to do a full assessment to see if there's other needs in that home. And they help fill out paperwork for Medicaid applications, SNAP applications, and Medicare counseling is huge. They do a lot of Medicare counseling with these clients.
And what, when we say Medicare counseling, what does that entail?
Well, they can help them look at the program that they're on. And then they
like
can,
during open enrollment.
Yes, definitely. Okay. Oh, they're very busy during open enrollment.
Sure.
And they compare the plans, you know, compare the plans with them to help them choose the best plan for themselves.
Oh, that's a wonderful resource because it's so confusing.
It
even
is.
Even for, you know, I've tried to help people with that, and I'm just, it is Greek to me, you know. It is so much. So I love that. Such a wonderful resource.
It is. Yeah. It can be very confusing, but they're all certified through SHIP insurance, and so they can give accurate information and help these people make good decisions.
Wonderful.
Yes, yes. I think most people know us for our in-home services, and that's the care that we provide in the home, which can be personal care, meal prep, housekeeping, laundry. They can help with grocery shopping. And these services enable people to remain in their homes independent, and that is our goal, to keep people in their homes as long as they're safe in their homes with some assistance. So, you know, we have CNAs and we have PCAs, personal care aides. We do our own training with our personal care aides. We pay the aide while they're taking that training. So please call us if you're interested in having a career where you make a difference every day. And, you know, we would love to talk to you, have you fill out an application.
Truly an amazing, meaningful work.
Yes.
Yes, I have witnessed that as well. And the impact that the in-home care providers have on, you know, the lives of these clients is just miraculous, really. I mean, I've seen, I know I've gone into homes before where, 'cause in my experience, so whenever I worked for hospice, it was the personal care, like the CNAs, that were in the home most often, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so then I would come in like once or twice a month, and, you know, they didn't really want to talk to me or, right? Because they had this person, their person that was there all the time, and they just loved them. I mean,
they
truly become such an important part of their lives. They do. Truly meaningful work, yes.
They really do. They really do. And we're so fortunate in our agency. We have aides that have been with us for 25 years, 30 years. We have aides that retire and decide to come back. So
because it feels good. Yes.
It does. Yes. It's very work. Fulfilling. Yes. Another program we have that is actually the only program in the state like this.
Let me back you up a second on the in-home services.
Okay.
I do want to clarify that just a little bit.
Okay.
Is that paid for by Medicare? Right, so how does that work?
Okay, Medicare does not pay for our services. We do not bill Medicare for anything. We do not do any skilled services like your normal home health agencies. We refer to those agencies if someone needs a skilled service.
Okay.
Medicaid will pay for our services. We have a contract with VA. We serve a lot of veterans.
Okay.
So, also private pay insurances. Some private pay insurances will pay for our services.
Okay.
And we also have private pay. So there's several different options there as far as payment.
Okay.
But go ahead.
They need to just call.
Yes, please.
And just be like, this is what I have.
Right.
Can I qualify? Yes.
Right. And that number to call us is 501-321-2811.
Okay.
And that's our office. And just call us about any questions you might have about anything we talk about today.
For local content like this and much more, subscribe to the Sentinel Record by visiting hotsr.com and clicking the subscribe button.
Our Senior Companion Program. The
yes,
only one in the state.
Okay. I am familiar with this one.
Are you?
I made several referrals to this through hospice, so this is a wonderful program.
It is. And, you know, these are volunteers that are 55 and older themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And they provide companionship in the home for these folks that may not have anybody else coming in. And one of the great things about this program is there is no resource limit. There's no income limit. It's based on need.
Right.
So a lot of people that may not be eligible for other services may receive this Senior Companion Program volunteer. And they can go in and they can provide companionship, like I said. They can also assist with some meal prep, you know, if they need lunch fixed for them or something like that. They can do very light housekeeping. But a lot of our companions also provide transportation.
Oh, goodness.
So that's
such a
huge asset for that program.
Right.
And like I said, we are so fortunate to have that program. And actually, Garland County, we have a large Senior Companion
yes.
program. So
yes, love that. Again, it's that socialization too, just having someone to even just come sit beside you and just talk. And I think one of the most meaningful things is just to listen,
mm-hmm.
you know, to let people tell their story and to listen to oh my gosh, and such amazing stories people have, right? When they get to talking about their lives and
you're
just like, really?
That's
just amazing that you did that. So again, as far as I'm sure you need more volunteers. Yeah, it's such a meaningful experience to be present for that.
Right. So if you know anyone that might benefit from the Senior Companion Program, call us. If you're out there and you need a purpose to get up in the morning and get dressed and get out of the house mm-hmm. and would like to volunteer, call us, please.
Make a difference immediately.
Make a difference. Yes.
Now, I think there's like in my experience, it was like a 2 or 3 hour. Whenever they're coming in for the time in the home, is it how many hours a day are they there?
The senior companions, uh-huh. it varies. It just varies. Yes, it varies. At least 2 hours at a time. Yes, yes.
So you wouldn't have to, I'm just thinking of a volunteer, you wouldn't have to, it wouldn't be your whole day.
Oh, no. You can choose what times that you would like to go in and work with these companions, and we're very flexible on that and on the schedules, and we'll work with a volunteer that would like to come in and volunteer.
Okay.
But no, we don't assign them to like 6 or 8 hours a day or anything like that.
Right. So a very small amount of your day to do a wonderful thing. Yes.
They do like for them to have at least 2 clients, you know, and that can vary in the hours there. Another program that we are so blessed to have and administer through the Older American Act is our Caregiver Support Program. And this is a program that I feel like a lot of people probably still don't know about.
Yeah, I'm not sure I've even heard of this.
Right. Our Caregiver Support Program actually has 3 components as far as the grants. We can provide $1,500 to reimburse a caregiver for respite care.
Yes,
This is a cost-sharing grant, so we reimburse 75%. Now, we are partners with the Caring Place here in Hot Springs, and if a caregiver would like to take their loved one to the Caring Place for the day, and they get their bill for that, and they're eligible for the caregiver grant, we reimburse 75% of what they have to pay. It's a wonderful partnership. We wish we had more adult daycares throughout our region.
Yes.
There is a $200 grant component of that for supplemental, which could be devices or equipment that your Medicare or your Medicaid does not pay for. It could be personal hygiene supplies, just anything that's needed to take care of that loved one. Then there's also a $100 grant component for learning and education. These caregivers need all the help that they can get, whether that be books, tapes, DVDs, webinars, so they can also get assistance with that. And we will reimburse 75% of what they have to pay. And we actually have a list. The administrator of our caregiver support program is Dodie Roberts, and Dodie does an amazing job. She has an office set up in the agency with resource material for caregivers, anything you can think of. So please come by our office at 905 West Grand and look through our resources. It could provide you with something that would help make your life easier as a caregiver and help that person you're taking care of. Also, we are doing support groups at the office.
Oh, yay.
Yes, so call us if you need more information on that.
And those are caregiver support groups?
For caregivers. Okay. Right now, we have a Lewy body dementia caregiver group going on.
That's
and
good.
Parkinson's. So please call us if you need more information on that. We have an online caregiver support group that you can also be a part of, where they share ideals and ask questions. So just give us a call if you have any questions about any of those things.
And I think that's such an important part of being this caregiver community, is that you're not alone in this.
Right.
And there's probably someone out there going through something very similar to what you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
And they might have figured out a useful way to deal with whatever it is, that y'all can kind of share that. You can learn from what other people have successfully done in similar situations. But I know I've just always been so amazed by the lengths that people go to take care of their loved ones in need, right? It's just beautiful to see, really, but I know that's exhausting for the caregivers.
It is,
it is. Support is out there.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to do this alone.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right, and there is really more and more emphasis on caregivers nationally and, through the state, and they announced the program through the state the other day about another grant that's available for caregivers. I know Dodie has information on that, too, and she's telling telling all her caregivers about that grant that's available.
Wonderful.
So anything that you can get to help you. I've always had a large respect, deep respect for caregivers, but last year I ended up being the caregiver for my mother.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't have any idea until you actually become a caregiver. And at the age I'm at now, and many of my friends, we're in those roles.
Yeah.
And especially if you're trying to work.
Right.
And if you have children or right. grandchildren, it's just can be really overwhelming. And, you know, it can be something as simple as trying to get that person to eat. You know, well, we have resources available that can help you, you know, ideals to try, things right. to try, to get them to eat, take their medicine, you know, mm-hmm. and
little tricks of the trade.
Yes,
your
yes.
CNAs and your, mm-hmm. you know, care providers will know.
Right.
And be able to, and just years and years of experience
mm-hmm.
that y'all have dealt with
right.
so many different situations that I'm sure if someone calls, y'all will be able to direct
yes.
them.
Yes, just call us. We're also known as the senior specialists, and that's because if we don't have that service that we provide, we know who can.
Yes.
And we make a lot of referrals. We receive yes. a lot of referrals from other organizations and agencies, but we also make a lot of referrals.
Yeah, and I know that that's true.
Mm-hmm.
The same with, for me and my work with Oakline, like both of y'all, I could just call with a problem and be like, look, this is what's going on, and I'm not really sure what to do.
Right.
Have you dealt with this before? And you most of the time between the two agencies y'all had.
Right.
But if you didn't, y'all could, you know, you would direct me to someone who would be able to.
Right.
And that I can't recommend that enough. If you're just kind of at your wit's end about what to do, just call them.
Call us.
Yes.
Call us.
Yes.
Another program that is through our agency is our long-term care ombudsman.
Right.
Our ombudsmen yes. work with residents in long-term care facilities.
I didn't realize that was through
yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that is under our umbrella. We have a large umbrella
you
with
do.
A lot of programs yeah. underneath there. But our ombudsmen go into the long-term care facilities. They are there to advocate, of course, for the residents.
Mm-hmm.
They are there to investigate and resolve complaints. Now, we not only get calls from family members or the residents themselves, but if the long-term care facility is having a problem, maybe working with the family to try to resolve something for the resident, then they may also call us because they know that we can go in and help with that. We have an ombudsman here in the south, and then we have one up in the north too.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yes, yeah. And they have a poster in every long-term care mm-hmm. facility with their picture and yeah. their contact
I've
information.
Seen those, yes.
Yeah.
So if your loved one is in a nursing home facility, mm-hmm. that poster would be there, but you could also
be.
Just call the area agency on aging
yes.
and they will be able to direct
yes.
you if
just
you have concerns.
Yes, just ask for our ombudsman, and that is Charlotte Sedmeyer here in the South. Charlotte is excellent. She just does everything she can to make sure her residents are being taken care of.
That's wonderful.
They also do a lot of training and information they provide to the community. They also do trainings in those long-term care facilities with the staff. So they have a large role. And here in the South, there are a large number of facilities, so it keeps her busy. But that is another awesome program that provides a much-needed service. So, yes, call our office, and we can help you with that.
Wow. Y'all truly are experts. I mean, just cover it all.
We do. Like I said, we have a large umbrella, and, you know, a lot of people know about in-home, and,
right.
and you know, but a lot of people really didn't understand our relationship with the senior centers. Now, we sponsor the centers, but we contract with other entities to operate the centers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in the down here in these five counties, we have CHI St. Vincent, who does the center in Hot Springs Village, and hopefully soon we'll have a center here in Hot Springs. And then the CADC over does most of the other southern.
That's the Central Arkansas.
It's the Central Arkansas Development Council.
Right, yes.
Central Arkansas Development Council. And they do the other centers. But actually, 10 of our 13 centers throughout the region are owned, the actual location is owned by the city or county in those areas.
Okay.
And often receive support
right
when they need it from those cities or counties.
So come on, Hot Springs and Garden County, we're looking at you. Yes.
We would be happy to talk to anyone out there, city, county, private, whatever, just to get a location in Hot Springs. Our people need it, and they deserve it.
Yeah,
I mean, we're a retirement community, you know, so let's get a place these folks can go and gather and be proud of and get their nutritious meals as well as their socialization.
Yeah, wonderful things happen there.
Absolutely. Right, it really does. Lots of friendships are made there. People meet and some marriages are formed there. It's just it's just wonderful. A few of just miscellaneous things that we do through the support of local agencies and organizations. We do have a food pantry.
Oh, good.
So if there is a need for food, we can help with that. And of course, we're blessed in this area to have so many different food pantries and ways to get help for our people. So, but we have a small one that we can provide. We can help with some insure if someone needs insure for those 60 and over. This is hot summer. We have fans.
Okay.
We did a fan drive a couple of years ago, so we have some fans. If you know someone 60 or over that needs a fan, give us a call. Okay. We do have a few small pots of money that we can assist with some utility bills. I would refer you, of course, to your community action groups or, you know.
In Central Arkansas Development Council,
yes,
I know
yes.
have actually helped with paperwork. They will pay utility bills as well.
Yes.
I need to get them on here now that we're thinking about
this. Oh, yeah. That would be awesome. That would be great. Now, we also get lots of donations of different kinds of equipment. Shower benches, bedside commodes, maybe walkers, canes, personal care products, pull-ups, things like that. So if you're in need of something like that, give us a call. And if we've got it, we may have it in one of our other offices, but we'll be glad to get it to you if we can. We work to try to meet those needs, whatever that need is.
Right.
And we have, we have equipment companies that work closely with us to make sure that we're getting the equipment out to the people that need it and that are just really, really good about that.
So many things going on in the area, Agency on Aging, and sounds like some really great goals for the future that... Hopefully, because of this podcast, you're going to have a facility.
Oh,
would
that love would be that. Amazing. That would just be the answer to some prayers.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Barbara, thanks so much for coming on to talk about all these things. I've certainly learned so much today, and I hope our listeners have too. Tell us again how to contact you guys. Are you on social media, websites,
yes,
all that kind
yes,
of stuff?
Yes, we are on Facebook. We, Area Agency on Aging of West Central Arkansas, we have a new website that we are so proud of, and that is Senior Specialist with an S on the end, .org. Go to seniorspecialist.org. Call us at 501-321-2811. Come by the office at 905 West Grand.
You can't miss it.
You can't miss it.
I drive by there every day and see it, yes.
That's right. We'll be happy to talk to you. And like I said, if it's something we can't provide, we know who to refer you to.
And I know this for a fact. They can help. There's not a problem that they can't, if they can't help you there in the agency, they can find somebody who can.
Yes. Wonderful. And thank you so much for having us today. I appreciate
it. Thank you for
it.
Coming and for the work that you do. Wow, it's, like I said, meaningful. Let's get some volunteers and, you know, everybody. It's such meaningful work. So
right.
Appreciate y'all so much for everything that you do.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Healthy Hot Springs. Tune in next Friday as we discuss a different topic related to keeping hot springs healthy. Look for new episodes every Friday on hotsr.com/podcast.